You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
The music of the stars. Rondell, High Noon Central. Good morning.
I love the parade.
This is Jody Atherton.
Trampling feet. I love every beat. I hear of a drum. I love the parade. A handful of vets, a line of cadets, or any brigade. For I
the music of the stars, Civic Media Radio Network. On the Ed Sullivan Show, Ginger Rogers.
Ephraim, let me go. It's been long enough, Ephraim. Every night for all these years, I've put out the cat. I've locked the door. I've made myself a little rum toddy. And before I went to bed, I've said a prayer, thanking God that I was independent, that no one else's life was mixed up with mine. But then, one night, an oak leaf fell out of my Bible. I placed it there the night you asked me to marry you, Ephraim, a perfectly good oak leaf, but now, without color and without life. And I suddenly realized that I was like that oak leaf. For years I had not shed one tear, nor been filled with a wonderful hope that something or other might turn out well. So I've decided to rejoin the human race. And Ephraim, I want you to give me away. Before the parade passes by, I'm gonna get in step while there's still time left. Before the parade passes by.
Oh, Mrs. Levi, come along. Cornelius is taking us down to see the 14th Street Parade. Everyone will be marching.
Why, Irene, you're crying.
Oh, darling. The world is full of wonderful things. Come with us, darling.
I will, Irene. I will.
Before the parade passes by, I'm gonna go and taste Saturday's high life. Before the parade passes by, I'm gonna get some life back into my life. I'm ready to move out in front. I've had enough of just passing my life. With the rest of them, with the best of them, I can hold my head up high. For I've got a goal again, I've got a drive again. I wanna feel my heart coming alive again before the parade. That crowd up ahead, listen and hear that brass harmony growing. Look at that crowd up ahead. Pardon me if my own spirit is showing all of those lights over there. Seem to be telling me where I'm going. When the whistle blows and the cymbals crash, the sparkles light the sky, I'm gonna raise the roof. I'm gonna carry on. Give me an old trombone. Give me an old baton. Before the parade passes by.
The parade passes by. Listen and hear.
Ginger Rogers and the Ed Sullivan Show, January 1967, when television was, speaking of television, NBC, July 4th, 1975.
Thank you, Osborne. Happy birthday. To us. To everybody. Everybody's birthday today, right?
Country. Right.
199 years old and... Are you in the fireworks display later tonight?
I just want you to think of me as your own personal Roman candle.
All righty. Good evening. I'm Johnny Carson. I'm going to bring you a safe and sane fourth tonight, because the monologue is a dud. Reason I'm here tonight, actually, I wasn't going to be here, but my favorite campsite was filled up. Have you been out on the roads at all? You can't move, I understand, out at the beaches. Did you go anyplace today?
No, this is it for me. I mean, I'm celebrating right here, as I often do.
Tom, huh? Tom, how about you?
How about what?
It's those toughies that throw it. Tommy, he loves fireworks. What Tommy does every 4th of July, he lights a Crayola and yells, bang. Incidentally, you know, fire department regulations, we thought we should have something to celebrate the 4th tonight, but fire department regulations say we cannot have on stage a display of live fireworks. But don't despair. We have a skyrocket under each of your seats. We'll be fired off sometime during the show tonight. Well, this is a nice day today. Beautiful weather out here in California. And this is the kind of year, time of year, that Americans kind of set aside their differences and join in a calm celebration. Even in New York City, where they're celebrating the bicentennial, the sanitation workers have agreed to pick up the garbage every 200 years. Did you do anything to celebrate the 4th of July today? You go out on a picnic or go to the beach or anything like that, Tom?
No, but I'll weigh that.
He's rolling tonight. No, everybody has their own way of celebrating the 4th of July. For instance, the oil companies are going to celebrate by sending the price of gas skyrocketing. Isn't that nice? So, next year actually is the bicentennial. 1976. You think back 1776, what great men of wisdom we had then. Jefferson, Washington, Franklin, and today, oh, why spoil the celebration? Somehow I can't get those famous words.
Johnny.
What?
We got you.
Ah.
Your brother. I didn't know your brother was coming to the show.
Dick follows me every place. No, but remember, what was that famous saying? These are the times that try men's souls.
That's the one.
Remember that?
Yep.
It's easy to remember. It was said last week by Mayor Beam in New York. These are the times. You know, we still have Minutemen, though, today, who spring into action every time somebody wants to pass a gun law. It was just a little social comment, and I should have left that out. Did you know, don't try to do, social comment humor. Did you know one of my ancestors was John Quincy Carson?
Really?
Yes. Now, the reason you don't see his name on the Declaration of Independence, because that particular day he had a guest founding father sign in for him. That's why you don't see it there. Burbank had its annual fireworks display today. It wasn't a biggie. What happens in Burbank, at 9 o'clock, the mayor stands on a chair and turns on his key ring flashlight. That's about it.
Here's Polly Bergen.
I look at you and from out of the blue I hear a crash, I see a flash that floods the sky. Fireworks. You send up a flare that ignites the night air. The cannons boom, skyrockets zoom, and missiles fly. Fireworks, fireworks. I see a million sparklers sparkling. I hear firecrackers barking, crackling in the stratosphere. I see the Roman candles flaming, shooting stars proclaiming that my love is here. Wow!
like the sky on the 4th of July. A crazy flag off on a jag, 'cause you came by. Don't do a thing, just stand there. Watch the explosives start. Fireworks. Fireworks. In my heart. Feel like a flag on the 4th of July. Up on a jet, 'cause you came by. Don't do a thing, just stand there. Watch the explosives start.
Really, the spirit of 76 has affected everybody. Even Vice President Rockefeller, he celebrated Independence Day. He freed Venezuela today. That's what he did. A lot of different people celebrate the holiday differently. One well-known show business couple has kind of an unusual way. Johnny Mann's wife, in honor of the 4th of July, hangs her husband out the window.
This is pretty safe and sane, all right.
It isn't, though. See, I'll skyrocket in a moment. Did you read this in the paper? Where are you going? Stay here. Did you see this in the paper? They had a flood. Where do you think they had a flood?
Las Vegas.
They don't know it's the 4th of July, but they know that they had a flash. They had a flash flood up in Las Vegas, and 100 cars were washed away. They had 2.5 inches of rain in something like 2 or 3 hours, and which is incredible up there. But Las Vegas never stops. They had rowboat junkets to the gambling. One little old lady, it was desperate. They could not get her away from the nickel slot machine. She just stood there during the flood, bailing things out with her Dixie cup. Anyway, good night.
The Music of the Stars, the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning, everybody. Happy us.
What's this I feel?
What an attractive fellow.
What's this I feel?
So this is the feeling I've heard about.
Now I know how it feels. Hey, hey, hey!
Send up a flare that ignites the night air. The cannons boom, skyrocket zoom, and missiles fly. Fireworks, fireworks. I see a million sparklers barking. I hear firecrackers barking, crackling in the stratosphere. Fireworks. I see the Roman candles flaming, shooting stars proclaiming that my love is here.
Yeah. light the sky on the 4th of July, a crazy flag up on a jag, cause you came by. Don't do a thing, just stand there, watch the explosive start. Fireworks! Fireworks!
Anyway, let me tell you how I first met Red Skelton. I may have told this story on the air before, but when I first came to California in 1950, I was doing a show at KNXT, the local CBS channel on Vine Street. It was right across then from the Hollywood Ranch Market. And I had a five-minute television show in the morning. It went from 8:55 to 9 o'clock. Well, if you take the half-hour station identification time, it really comes down to 4.5 minutes, right? It was sponsored by a coffee from the Midwest called Butternut Coffee. So by the time you take out the commercial, I had 3.5 minutes of show.
Right.
And all I had a little two flat, and I had a little a door on two sawhorses. That was my desk. Very little money. So I would come in and do some jokes and what was going on the paper. And one morning, just for the fun of it, I had the stage manager just run in front of the camera. You couldn't even see who it was. I says, "Hi, Red." I said, "That was today's guest, Red Skelton." "And we don't have any more time to talk with him because of the limits of our show." I got a call on the telephone from Red Skelton, who watches a lot of television. He's a television fan. And he's watching a local kid in a local station here in Los Angeles do the show. He says, "Would you like me to come down and be on the show?" I said, "You've got to be kidding." Next morning, he gets in his car. He drives down from his home. Red Skelton shows up at KNXT. And I've been a fan of Red since I was a kid. And he says, "What would you like me to do?" And I said, "Well, if you don't mind, nothing." He says, "What do you mean?" I said, "I just want you to sit behind me, and I'll do the show, and you just sit there." He said, "Okay." So I came out, and I do my 3 minutes of jokes and so forth, and at the end of the show, I turned around, and I said, "And what's your name?" He said, and he would say, "I'm Red Skelton." And I would say, "A likely story," and I'd say, "Thank you, we'll see you tomorrow." This went on for about 7 or 8 shows. This man got in the car, drove down. I didn't let him for 6 days, and the final day we opened up the show, and I found a Kinney the other day at home. I still have that little segment. And I was bound and gagged. My hands were tied, the gag, and Red was sat there and did the 3.5 minutes, did the commercial and everything.
Right.
And that is the way we met. So he is,
the principal of the Harrison School in Vincennes, Indiana. To me, this was the greatest teacher, a real sage of my time, anyhow. He had such wisdom. And we were all reciting the Pledge of Allegiance one day. And he walked over, this little old teacher. Mr. Laswell was his name. Mr. Laswell. He says, "I have been listening to you boys and girls recite the Pledge of Allegiance all semester, and it seems as though it's becoming monotonous to you. If I may I recite it and try to explain to you the meaning of each word? I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity. Allegiance, my love and my devotion to the flag, our standard, O glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect, because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United. That means that we have all come together. States, individual communities that have united into 48 great states, 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose, all divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose, and that's love for country. And to the Republic, Republic, a state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people. And it's from the people to the leaders. Not from the leaders to the people. for which it stands. One nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation, and justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others, for all, which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance: under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer and that would be eliminated from schools too?
Red Skelton, 1968. Red wrote a lot of music. Most of it unheard. I'll have one for you. This is the music of the stars. Music of the Stars. Good morning.
Are we gonna win this war?
Yeah, man, win this war.
Did we do it once before?
Yeah, man, once before, win this war. Now we're gonna fight, gonna fight, gonna fight. How we're gonna fight, yeah, man, win this war.
Isn't that old Hitler's Pan?
Yeah, man, Hitler's Pan.
Are we gonna beat that man?
Yeah, man, beat that man, beat that man, Hitler's Pan, once before, win this war. Now we're gonna fight, gonna fight, gonna fight. How we're gonna fight, yeah, man, win this war.
Isn't that Benito's jaw?
Yeah, man, Benito's jaw. Yeah, man, Benito's jaw, beat that man, Hitler's Pan, once before, win this war. Now we're gonna fight, gonna fight, gonna fight. How we're gonna fight, yeah, man, win this war.
Isn't that a sneaky Jap?
Yeah, man, sneaky Jap.
Will we kick him off the map?
Yeah, man, off the map, off the map, sneaky Jap. Ha, 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 Benito's jaw, beat that man, Hitler's Pan, once before, win this war. Now we're gonna fight, gonna fight, gonna fight. How we're gonna fight, yeah, man, win this war.
Are we by MacArthur's side?
Yeah, man, MacArthur's side.
Is he the man who turned the tide?
Yeah, man, turned the tide.
Turn the tide, MacArthur's side.
Off the map, sneaky Jap. Ha, 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 Benito's jaw, beat that man, Hitler's Pan, once before, win this war. Now we're gonna fight, gonna fight, gonna fight. How we're gonna fight, yeah, man, win this war.
Buy a bond and wear a grin.
Yeah, man, wear a grin.
Buy and buy and buy to win.
Yeah, man, buy to win, buy to win. Wear a grin, turn the tide, MacArthur's side. Off the map, sneaky Jap. Ha, ha, ha. Benito's jaw, beat that man, Hitler's Pan, once before, win this war. Now we're gonna fight, gonna fight, gonna fight. How we're gonna fight, yeah, man, win this war.
Isn't that our president?
Yeah, man, president.
Are we with him 100%?
Yeah, man, 100%.
100% president, I do win, wear a grin, turn the tide, MacArthur's side, off the map, sneaky Jap. Ha, 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 Benito's jaw, beat that man, Hitler's Pan, once before, win this war.
Now we're gonna fight, gonna fight, gonna fight. How we're gonna fight, yeah, man, win this war.
I bet that hasn't been played in 70 years. Spike Jones, of course, here is Red Skelton. He wrote this, and what a nice tune. Red's White and Blue March, 1967.
Thank you.
Red's White and Blue March. The man was a composer, an artist, critical thinker, humanitarian. We're lucky to have had him for a while. Here's Marilyn Hooven. And it's July. The Music of the Stars. Music of the Stars, Bobby Rydell.
Oh, out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Are those days of soda and pretzels and beer? Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Dust off the sun and moon and sing the song of cheer. Just fill your basket full of sandwiches and a weenie. And then I lock the house up, now you're set. And on the beach you'll see the girls in their bikinis, as cute as ever, but they never get them wet. Roll out of those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer, those days of soda and pretzels and beer. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer, dust off the sun and moon and sing the song of cheer. I don't have to tell a girl and a fella about a driving or some romantic movie screen. Why, from the moment that those lovers start arriving, you'll see more kissing in the cars and on the screen. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer, those days of soda.
Prima.
Banana split for my baby, a glass of plain water for me. Banana split for my baby, a glass of plain water for me. Dispenser man, if you please, serve my chick a mess of calories. Banana split for my baby, a glass of plain water for me. Flip back the lid, scoop anything in sight, make it a rainbow of red, brown, and white. Chocolate chip and everything that's nice, tutti frutti once and spumoni twice. Banana split for my baby, and a glass of plain water for me. Spray the whipped cream for at least an hour, pile it as high as the Eiffel Tower. Loaded with nuts, about 16 ton, top it with a pizza just for fun. Banana split for my baby, and a glass of plain water for me.
Banana split for my baby, a glass of plain water for me. Banana split for my baby, a glass of plain water for me. Stack her up with crazy goo,
'cause that's the stuff she likes to wade right through.
Banana split for my baby,
a glass of plain water for me. Now add the cherries, the kind she loves too much. Skip one banana, use the whole darn bunch. Drown it in fudge, six or seven cans. Give her two spoons, she'll eat it with both hands. Banana split for my baby, and a glass of plain water for me. Separate checks, it must be. Charge the split to her, the water to me. Oh, the banana splits for my baby, and the glass of plain water's for me. Ain't got no money, the glass of plain water's for me.
I think we need an old banana show. Yeah, let's...
Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Those days of soda and pretzels and beer. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Dust off the sun and moon and sing a song of cheer. Just fill your basket full of sandwiches and weenies, then lock the house up, now you're set. And on the beach you'll see the girls in their bikinis, as cute as ever, but they never get them wet. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer, those days of soda and pretzels and beer. Roll out summer, you wish that summer could always be here. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer, those days of soda and pretzels and beer. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Dust off the sun and moon and sing a song of cheer. Don't have to tell a girl and fella about a drive-in or some romantic movie scene. Why, from the moment that those lovers start arriving, you'll see more kissing in the car than on the screen. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer.
The Andrews Sisters, I think they rolled it out last week. Summer, that is. The Music of the Star.
Now, her gentle madness comes. See her in the games. Games that crazy summer plays, wearing funny names. She rules on high with giggles, with out of tune guffaws, tipping over reasoning, likes to break the laws. Every loyal subject kneels, worshipping the now. Yeah, what's there to believe in? How about holy cow? You goody gumdrop lovers, intertwining hands, go talk about a future no one understands. Yeah, summer is forever, fall is just a myth, old love you is eternal. So sing a song of gee whiz, what a guy he was. Had it all together, man, did it just because. Who's the one to say no use? You could buy a star.
Gently stirs all the trees, and a bird wants to please my ear. The long, hot summer seems to know what a flirt you are, seems to know your caress isn't mine to possess. How could someone possess a star? But you may long for me long before the fall, long before the winds announce that winter's come to call.
Feel it! We had beautiful weather here for this weekend, mostly sunny skies and highs in the upper 80s. Overnight tonight, partly cloudy, mild, with those temperatures dropping down into the mid-70s. Now, we've got some big changes here for the upcoming work week. Starting tomorrow, we're going to have a volcanic eruption right near Charlottesville, and it's going to make things rather toasty across the area. We're going to see lava spill out into central Virginia and make temperatures in Richmond at 350 degrees, Fredericksburg at 345, Charlottesville, the hot spot, at 400. Not as hot off towards the tidewater. A little bit more comfortable with highs near 100 degrees. The reason why, we're going to have tidal waves moving in ahead of this, a global superstorm developing off towards the Atlantic Ocean. This thing is headed our way, but the key to the forecast, right before this thing makes landfall, it is going to be deflected by Godzilla. Now, a lot can change between now and then. We're looking at the latest data. We'll continue to bring you the very latest. I do want to encourage you, though, that if you ever do see a sleeping coyote, do not wake it. Bad idea. Okay, here's the forecast. Volcano 350 there for Monday. Global superstorm on Tuesday. We could see maybe about 200 inches of rainfall, wind gusts up to 1,000 miles an hour. Godzilla Wednesday, I'll be honest, I have no idea what's going to happen on that day. After that, though, how about this to finish off the work week? Low humidity, lots of sunshine, with highs in the upper 80s heading into next weekend.
Music of the Stars. Don't believe a word. Now NBC News, be right back till high noon. High noon.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.